Jeff Risden, Lions Wire, Draft Wire. Man, this is the busy season, understatement, especially with the draft in Detroit. Day two getting set to get going. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. And, you know, Jeff, we talked about it on the show this week. They went out, got their guy, traded up, and now they're stronger than they were 24 hours ago.
Oh, absolutely. And it was what we talked about the other day. It's what I wanted them to do. I wanted them to target a guy, if they really believe in it, to go get him. And Terrion Arnold sure seemed like that guy when we were sitting there in the studio. And by golly, they went and got him, and they got him for a lot less than I thought it would cost to go get him, just because of the way that the draft played out with, you know, the first 14 picks all being offense. It pushed all those defensive players down, and it made it a little bit more palatable for Brad Holmes to move up and go get him. And you know, they moved up. The price to move up the five spots is probably a little steep, but when you're going to get a guy that you feel that strongly about, and one of the things that Holmes talked about last night when he did his press conference was that they didn't really see anybody else that was anywhere close to him on their board that was going to be available for them if they waited. So, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures or something like that. But they're a much better football team today than they were yesterday, and that's the whole point of the draft.
And Arnold, you can correct me if I'm wrong, he's a day one starter at one side, right?
Absolutely, he will be. And it's gonna, now, Carlton Davis will not give up a starting spot without a fight, but I think you're looking at Amik Robertson being the number three on the outside. With you know the holdovers that are back, and you know they might not be done yet at cornerback. I wouldn't expect one tonight, but maybe like a late round prospect or an undrafted free agent like Stephen Gilmore last year. But yeah, they did not draft Terry Arnold. They did not make the move they did for him to not start week one.
You know, I'm looking at the best available going into day two, and we got day three tomorrow in the NFL draft here in Detroit. Jeff Risden, Lions Wire, Draft Wire, hourly coverage, if not every 15 minutes on the draft. Lions Wire, Draft Wire, Facebook, Twitter, online. But, man, I see Mitchell, tall wide receiver, 6'4", 196, out of Texas. He's still available. Lions aren't drafted, I think it's 61 in that second round. I wonder if Holmes will think about moving up to go get that big receiver or maybe another DN rusher.
Yeah, and there's quite a few useful players that are still around. You know, there will be enough with all these guys that remind you why they weren't taken in the first round. You know, they might you know, not be super fast off the line, or if you're a defensive end, you might have trouble getting off blocks or things like that. That's sort of the knock on Marshawn Nealon from Western Michigan, who should be in play tonight for the Lions. It's going to be interesting to see which direction they go. Their depth on defense, other than defensive tackle, is pretty good right now. They do certainly need to get a safety, but it sounds like the veteran safety market is about to come to a head so that they can get something there. But, you know, safety, defensive tackle on defense. I tend to think, and I got this impression last night talking with some other people in the Detroit media, I think they think their pass rush is good enough with the guys that they got. That, you know, they like Josh Pascal. They have seen some promise in Matthew Betts, the CFL star that they signed, and they're hopeful that James Houston will be able to contribute a lot more. You know, with a healthy offseason. So I'm not sure that they're going to go there. Wide receiver is certainly something that they can look at. Guys who can get open quickly and can run after the catch. That's your prototype for the Ben Johnson, Jared Goff type of wide receiver. A big guy would make sense if they can do those things. Ed and I, Mitchell can kind of do those things sometimes. Sometimes he doesn't catch the ball all that well. But there's a lot of options they can do. And then offensive line, they've got to get depth. They've got to build that offensive line up. Right now their backup tackle is Dan Skipper, and they don't like playing Dan Skipper at tackle. So they got to get somebody in there. They got to get somebody who can be a backup center guard and maybe start in a year or two. But And a kicker. I don't expect them to draft a kicker, but you know, you got to throw that out there that they do need one. So that's your list of needs right now for the Lions.
Jeff Risen, LionsWire, DraftWire, joining us from Allen Park. It is day two of the NFL draft in Detroit. We do have our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day. What are your thoughts on the Lions trading up to get Arnold? 1-866-838-4843. You know, I am looking, and you talked about guys that there was talk of them being first-rounders, and I already mentioned the big man Mitchell out of Texas. There's Keon Coleman. There's Franklin from Oregon. I understand the O-line needs, but, man, if you could solidify the big possession receiver with some athleticism and wheels in the second round, I'd do it and then spend the rest of the draft almost on O-line depth, right?
Yeah, and that can be, you know, there are some – this is a very good year to need offensive linemen. One guy to keep an eye on is Isaiah Adams out of Illinois. He was Illinois' right tackle last year. He wasn't good. The year before that, he was their left guard, and he was great. And they see him as a guard, and I know that they've taken some interest in him. So he's the guy that you'll be looking at tomorrow, probably the fifth or maybe the sixth round, that I know that they like and I know that they spend a lot of time on. So you can find guys like that. Again, they're going to have warts somewhere in their profile, which is why they're not going higher. But if they're workable warts, or if the warts don't impact like the way that the Lions play, that's what you're looking for in these guys. And he's one of them that fits. It's going to be interesting to see the battles at the bottom of the roster. From the guys that they're back, like Khalil Dorsey, Stephen Gilmore, Colby Sores, the last year's fifth-round pick, like they're going to get challenged by guys that are coming in this year. And that's going to make for a very interesting training camp with, like your setters, your top, 30 guys on this roster are completely set already, maybe 35 even. So that battle for that last, 15 to 18 spots is going to be crazy this summer. And, that just... It keeps building it up, and the fact that you're not worried about your starters at pretty much any position right now. Have we ever been able to say that about the Detroit Lions before, ever?
Amazing. No, that's why I was on cloud nine and why the party, the 313 draft bash at the Caucus Club last night, just a few blocks from the draft stage, it was a celebration. I mean, I don't care if you're 13 or... You're my age, 62. It's amazing what they're doing. All right, before I let you go, and you can follow the Lions this weekend, day two, day three, Lions Wire, Draft Wire. Off the Draft Wire side of your business, what were you thinking and others in the draft business thinking when Michael Penix Jr. went number 8, a quarterback to the Falcons after they just – sign Cousins to big money? My first thought was, oh, this is going to be a trade later in the first round. That's what I thought it was going to be. And yet somehow the Falcons, who cleaned house, who brought in Cousins, they go take Michael Penix Jr. at 8. Now, if that was 18, 19, 20, and you're going to have your next quarterback, but when you could have grabbed some stud receivers – like Odunze for Cousins. You didn't go do it. What were they thinking?
And the fact that they didn't tell Kirk Cousins about it until the thing was already in motion. Kirk Cousins went to Atlanta because he said, they were the one team that really believed in me and felt like I could win with them. And then they go and they take a potential successor or usurper with a number 8 pick, and they don't help him. It's a crazy decision from a rookie GM. And I generally like Terry Fontenot, who, by the way, was one of the finalists for the Lions job when they hired Brad Holmes. But you have to wonder, with Penix being the age that he is, he might not see the field till he's 29. The way the Kirk Cousins, it doesn't make any sense at all. So the reaction, I was in the Giant Media Center, which is effectively the fourth floor of the Campus Martius parking garage. They actually did up a very nice job in making into a media-friendly room, other than the Wi-Fi that creaked. It had been a pretty quiet draft because everybody kind of knew what was going on. It was paint by numbers. And then that was one where people started to get up and, we looked at each other. I was sitting with some Jaguars guys and some Giants guys, and we're all looking at each other like, did that just really happen? So that was pretty crazy. I don't know what the Falcons are doing, because – I'll tell you what, I thought the Falcons were poised to be a team that could really, you know, rise up, but they just hamstrung themselves. And I feel bad for Kirk Cousins. Like, he's a good quarterback. He doesn't need this crap, basically. It's a nice way to say it.
Well, you know, and Rizzy, think about, they could have had Odunze, who ends up going to the Bears at 9. You could have paired him almost like a Jefferson-like relationship Cousins had in Minnesota. And that Fontenot, there was video, I think, whether it was ESPN or somebody last night, Arthur Blank immediately went to Fontenot, and you could see him saying, tell me why we took another quarterback after I just paid for Cousins. And that Fontenot was trying to explain it. And you saw him, he kept pointing. And I'm telling you, he was saying, well, down the road then we're set. Down the road we're set. Well, no, you're paying Cousins. And by the time, if Penix plays, his rookie deal will be done and you're going to have to pay him.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all. And they still have a pass rusher. And that's, you know, I've heard there's 7 rounds to the draft, but they clearly botched the first one. That was like universal reaction, too. Like, there wasn't a soul in there, including the Falcons media that were there. They were just like, what has happened? It was honestly rough to see when a team drops the ball that badly in the draft. And too, because Michael Penix doesn't deserve the negative attention, too. Like, he's going to have to play with that all of his life in the NFL. Like, you were brought in so high. Now, are you going to live up to expectations? Why didn't you play your first 2 seasons? Because you're behind. Like, that's put on him. That doesn't help him become the best pro that he can be either. So that one doesn't make any sense at all to me.
It's almost like if your Cousins or you're his agent, do you knock on the Falcons' Fontenot's door and say, trade me? Trade me. To a team that needs a court. Trade me to the Raiders. Trade me.
Yeah. Problems you need to have. That's what you do. Not what you do in the league.
There's more clowns than, trust me, being a Lions fan all my life, I've seen the clown car up and down 75. Okay. And we don't have we have a great front office, ownership, Sheila Hamp, coaches, players. They got Arnold. God bless you. Falcons, Bears. If you think Caleb Williams is the answer, good luck. I don't. Great night, round one. The roar of the crowd in Detroit, the Arnold pick. The Lions Nation knew how big it was for the franchise. Rizzy's following everything. Day 2, day 3, Lions Wire, Draft Wire, Facebook, Twitter, online, at Jeff, RISDON on Twitter. Good stuff, Rizzy. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk Monday and look back at the complete Lions 2024 draft class.
Sounds great. I'll see you Monday.